T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Here's more Willie P on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Willie P is in the building. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and Radio.com. Hope you're enjoyed the show so far today. I think we've had some fun. We created some chaos, controlled, of course, as it were. I tried to get into the NBA Christmas Day stuff yesterday. I had them all on. Attention would be a lie. I think when you have a blowout that starts it all off with the Heat and Pelicans, that sets the tone, unfortunately, for a real poor day. You had a second blowout with the Bucks over the Warriors. Nets got healthy against the Celtics with a victory. I mean, none of the games really lent themselves to being a real awesome watch, from a competitive standpoint. And again, you know, when you're dealing with that, again, you put the matchups up, you try to put the best ones forward. But when your closest game is basically a 13-point spread in two of them, Miami with a 13-point win over New Orleans, and then the Clippers, a 13-point victory over Denver. I mean, that's hard basketball to watch when it comes to people from the casual appeal. Now, I'm very curious what we see tonight from the Hawks in Memphis. Again, Danilo Gallinari testing out his injured toe, and also Brandon Goodwin testing out an injury pregame as well. We'll get Rajon Rondo back for the first time in a Hawks uniform. Get him on the floor, I should say, for the first time in a Hawks uniform. We'll talk about that and some of the other things going on in the Atlanta sports world with What's Happening.
Peter, what?
What?
What's happening?
Falcons and Chiefs tomorrow. 4 starters out for the Falcons. No Julio Jones, hamstring. No James Carpenter, groin. No Alex Mack or Darqueze Dennard either. Mack dealing with concussion-like symptoms. Matt Hennessy will get the start instead at center. First time in his NFL career that he will start at the position that he played in college at Temple. Darqueze Dennard being out means more Isaiah Oliver. And as far as Carpenter being out, Justin McCray will play left guard in his stead. Of course, Falcons will use the stable of wide receivers they've used over the course of the past couple of weeks. Possibly more opportunities for Laquon Treadwell, as both Julio and Olamide Zaccheaus continue to be on the shelf. Falcons do play the defending champions. However, I believe this game for the Falcons is going to be one where they hang around a little bit. Kansas City has shown the propensity to kind of get bored in the second half with these teams that are overmatched against them. But Raheem Morris still has plenty of respect for the offense run by somebody who might replace him in Eric Bieniemy.
You know, that coach Andy Reid, Eric Bieniemy, those guys do a great job of getting those guys ready to go. They play fast. Their problems get on the ground. They're great with the ball in their hands. We got a ready deal. They got a Georgia guy out there that we love, Nicole Hartman, you know, Tyreek Hill, a bunch of guys. So we got to be ready to play with Sammy Watkins and all those guys.
Wondering if the Falcons are playing against their future head coach tomorrow. I still say that this is the best job that's out there. I feel like the issues involving the Houston Texans might deter somebody who is a GM who wants to go work there, but I do feel like the offensive weapons are such that where if Bieniemy wants to try and develop a young quarterback in Deshaun Watson, he might want that over trying to rescue whatever's left of Matt Ryan's career. My own personal opinion, I don't know if that's any league, but that's just me. With regards to the rest of it, Falcons and Chiefs tomorrow, 9 a.m. Our pregame begins with the Wait For It tailgate show. Countdown to kickoff show at 11 with Chris Goforth, Harry Douglas. 1 p.m. kick at Arrowhead Stadium. Also, one note for KC, no Clyde Edwards-Helaire for the rest of the regular season. He was hurt last week in the victory over the Saints, who, by the way, won on Christmas, 52-33 over Minnesota. Alvin Kamara, 6 touchdowns, setting and tying an NFL record.
Man, it's crazy. You know, the O-line did a great job. I ain't really had to do too much. Man, those guys did a great job. You know, the receivers did a great job setting the edge and coming across and doing the dirty work, man. It just feels good to have one of those days, you know, just for the team, you know, just for offensive morale. So, like I said, I always say this, like, I'm not focused on personal, like, goals and yards and stuff like that. As long as the team is, you know, has success, then personal success will come.
Could have fooled me, Alvin. Again, 6 touchdowns, the most since 1965 when Gale Sayers equaled that mark. 3 games on the slate today in the National Football League, including one that has just gone final. Tom Brady had 4 first-half touchdown passes, had a chance to sit basically the entire second half in a 47-7 romp by the Buccaneers over the Detroit Lions. Detroit was without its interim head coach Darrell Bevell in that contest, also without Matthew Stafford for much of the ball game. He got stepped on and injured his foot, meaning Chase Daniel had to basically play the entirety of the football game in that one. Lions are now 5-10. They're also still looking for a head coach as well. The Buccaneers, with that victory, clinch one of the 3 wild card spots in the NFC. Rams can do the same with a victory tomorrow against the Seattle Seahawks. Cardinals sitting at 8-6, 1 game clear of the next closest team, which is Chicago at 7-7. They are basically the only 2 teams that have an opportunity to coach or at least clinch a wild card. The only other alive teams are the ones in the NFC East. Of course, those are the teams that are chasing the Washington football team, who plays tomorrow in the Ron Rivera revenge game against the Carolina Panthers. Titans and Packers is the Sunday night contest. You'll hear that on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Friday, Georgia and Cincinnati meet in the Peach Bowl on New Year's Day here in Atlanta at the Benz. Kirby Smart happy that he's getting a chance to put his team back inside the Benz, although he'd much rather prefer it being in a SEC championship or college football playoff atmosphere. Still, the big question on Georgia's minds, as they've had over the last couple of years, is a sense of motivation. How motivated is this group to actually play in a bowl game that doesn't involve the playoff? Kirby Smart on differentiating this team from the 2 others that had a split decision in the Sugar Bowls of the last 2 years.
It was so important to so many in terms of the Baylor Sugar Bowl and the way the kids approached it. And then, you know, for the Texas Sugar Bowl, it wasn't that way. And everybody didn't approach the game the same way. And I think we learned a valuable lesson to staff that it's not necessarily who you go play with, but what their mindset is when you go play a game in a bowl game. And the fact that we've been, you know, kind of out of it for a while in terms of not being in the SEC championship, that's new territory for us.
As we know, that is, of course, the appetizer on the main course. That is a big football Friday in college football, Bama and Notre Dame in the Texas Rose Bowl, if you will. They used to have the old Blue and Onion imitator at Lone Star Steakhouse, which was called the Texas Rose. Basically, it was the same thing the Blue and Onion is, except they called it the Texas Rose. So the Texas Rose Bowl between Bama and Notre Dame, followed by the Sugar Bowl between Clemson and Ohio State, who meet for like the, you know, 50,000th time in a playoff, by the way. One of those was a 31-0 romp by Clemson over Ohio State, if you might remember. And, of course, last year they met in a classic semifinal in Arizona. That one, of course, won by Clemson before they got stomped by the Bayou Bengals in the Sugar Bowl National Championship contest. Tonight, the Hawks and Memphis Grizzlies play the second game of the NBA season for our Local 5. Pre-game, which gets underway in about 20 minutes once I'm done here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Trae Young played 26 minutes, scored 36 points, dished out 7 assists, got 6 rebounds, and one of the most efficient nights in NBA history from a scoring standpoint. Those 36 points, by the way, came on just 12 shots from the field for number 11. He talked about how he silences the narrative that his stats come a bit empty.
This one game, my stats have never been empty. Even though they've lost, even though we've lost games, they've all come with effort. They all come with passion and trying to win the game.
Of course, when you think about this game tonight for the Hawks, you wonder who's going to be available. Lloyd Pierce, addressing the media earlier this hour, talked about the guys he will and won't have. Clint Capella will miss his second game for the Hawks due to left Achilles soreness. They should have a better idea once they get him back inside their facility when they get home. for that Monday contest against Detroit, whether or not he'll be able to go then or still need some more time to rest that ailing Achilles. Danilo Gallinari is going to test out his injured foot before pregame today, as will Brandon Goodwin, with an injury, of course, as well suffered in the game against Chicago. Guys who are already confirmed out include Chris Dunn, Onyeka Okongwu, and Tony Snell. But one encouraging sign for the Hawks, they do get Rajon Rondo back for Lloyd Pierce's squad against the Memphis team, who they split two previous preseason matchups with. Pierce knows that the Grizzlies are scrappy.
Memphis is Memphis. You know you're going to be in a dogfight with Memphis. You know you're going to play off of Ja's swagger and the confidence of those guys and the connectivity of those guys. They have a grit about them when they play. They've been tremendous in their ball movement. And obviously, you know, they're a team that's playing with the chip on their shoulder all the time. And so we got to bring the fight to them, and we have to figure out what the fight is from a game plan standpoint.
Youth of the NBA will be served in this one. Of course, the much-anticipated matchup, as usually, is renewed between the two young guns of both of these teams, Trae Young of the Hawks, Ja Morant of the Memphis Grizzlies. 404-741-0929. It's been a while since I've let the phone number be said on this radio station, but we say it anyway in terms of making sure that you know that's how you get in touch with us. Not only on the phones with the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line, also on Twitter at Willie P Style. Kicker comes your way next. To conclude things, we'll put a bow on today's Day After Christmas show. Also, when we come back, Willie P is in the building, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and Radio.com.
Now, back to Willie P on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Looks like Danilo Gallinari is not going to play today for the Atlanta Hawks. They've just ruled him out for today's game, meaning it's going to be rather small on the front line for Atlanta. No Capella, no Okongwu, no Gallinari. Really, your only sizable big right now is John Collins. Bruno Fernando is there as well. You can use Nathan Knight, but again, he's somebody who's an end-of-bench type guy, so... chances for the Hawks tonight just went down significantly when it comes to Gallinari. Although, again, if you put up 120, you got a chance. Vegas thinks there's going to be a lot of points tonight. They've got the total set at 238.5, which is the highest total of the night by far. They're expecting a lot of offense between the Hawks and the Grizzlies. Again, they get going here about 7 minutes' time with the pregame show, 5 o'clock tip time. I'll be watching it and listening to it here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Before... the evening gets away from us. Did want to at least thank a couple people who took some time out of their holiday vacation to join the program. Caleb Johnson, who was doing double duty today, did an appearance on this program and also did the updates for us this afternoon. He joined us to talk Hawks a little bit after 3. Also, Mike Griffith of Dog Nation, who's also doing double duty. I didn't realize he was booked to be on College Football Game Time before I booked him on our program, but... he did a lot of yeoman work here for us, talking Bulldogs and Cincinnati. Of course, appreciate his time with us. If you've missed anything that you might have missed on this program today, you can find it on the radio.com app to choose the rewind feature and also find it on demand at the WZGCFM On Demand podcast on radio.com. Before we get out of here, though, it's time to bring you a Willie P staple. We always end the show with some stories that really don't fit anywhere else except right here in one fell swoop box, and that is what we call the kicker.
We're talking about our kicker who got liquored up and ran his mouth off. What has the sports world come to? We're talking about kickers. He has ruined kickers for life.
I don't like the sound of them apples, Will.
I don't like it, don't like it, don't like it.
Is our oddball question of the day to kick off the kicker. By the way, Ken, I told you this 2 weeks ago. I said it to the folks when Garrett was in here. I did go to the Fat Mats, by the way. So, yeah. Very good. Very good review. I would like to enjoy it in a more traditional fashion because what I did with the pulled pork was I put it over greens to try and be healthier back when I was a little bit more strict when it came to my diet. So I want to go back for another more traditional barbecue outing where I get all the sides and everything like that.
Yeah, you need to go back and get the ribs, though.
I believe me, I love ribs. We're trying to go for more lean as opposed to the stuff involving ribs.
Just suck it up and get that half slab bar.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen. Well, half, forget about it. I'll be full. Forget about it. What was your favorite Christmas gift that you received?
Oh, I don't know. I got
$100. Oh, come on. There you go. Cash. Cold, hard cash. So I got a couple of things from my girlfriend that I found really cool. She gave us this little scavenger hunt book that we're going to kind of go around and do some real cool stuff around Midtown and also around downtown, just some different little things. There's basically a guy who's a local puzzle maker, and he puts forth these different little scavenger hunt type things. We've been doing a lot more walking lately as I try to keep myself somewhat in shape and still on this earth, and we're going to do that. And also, she gave me an artistic print that's a frame-by-frame look at the MARTA bus approaching the light with that camera shot that with the Georgia Dome explosion, the implosion, if you will. It's a three-frame frame-by-frame deal, and you see the MARTA bus come, and then all of a sudden you see the bus covering up the Georgia Dome implosion from that very famous shot that took place when they did actually implode the Georgia Dome in order to build the Benz. We all know and remember that viral video. That was really cool. In addition to a lot of awesome fan gear that I'm going to be wearing over the course of the next couple of days and months, I think I've changed four or five different times in the last day and a half because of all the stuff I got from my parents and other people who are in my life and appreciative of that. The best gift I saw online, though, when it comes to people who are giving gifts around the sporting world, was Kyler Murray, who gifted his entire offensive line personalized paintings of them in game action. We always hear about the quarterbacks who take care of the offensive line. Kyler Murray did so with some really cool-looking action paintings of his offensive line in action. We do want to wish our condolences to the family of former Celtics great Casey Jones, who passed away couple days ago at the age of 88. Jones, not only a player, but longtime head coach in the NBA with Boston, was part of the architecture that really instilled a lot of that Celtics 80s franchise. Terry Bowden has resurfaced. Louisiana Monroe has named his football coach. The former Auburn head man, Terry Bowden, who was basically kind of waiting under the radar at Clemson as a grad assistant to try and, I guess, get some pixie dust from Dabo out of his pocket and try and bring down a Monroe. He is now the new head coach at UL Monroe at age 64. And in what can only be described as the Florida man or Florida woman story of the year, a Volusia, Florida woman says she shot her boyfriend because he was wielding a tomahawk, deputies say. Woman basically said that she grabbed the gun that was next to her bed because her boyfriend was attacking her with a tomahawk. And that's the only thing I can say is that that has got to be the Florida man or Florida woman story of the year. You can't beat that. It has all the elements. Usually a criminal act, usually a crazy item, and of course it has to happen in Florida. And that's the kicker for the 26th day of December. The final kicker we get to do in 2020 because it's our last Saturday of the year. We'll be back next Saturday, though, to ring in the new year on the 2nd of January. We'll be back with all the great shenanigans to bring you in with the new year. We'll have a college football final to talk about, hopefully a Georgia result in the positive, and the final Falcons game as well. Until then, I say so long. For Ken Roundtree, I'm Willie P. Hawks basketball is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Happy New Year.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.